Today we come to 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles, I was going to say chapter 1, but really we'll pick up our study in chapter 10. Lord, we ask that you would add your blessing to our study today. In Jesus' name, amen. Now the reason I'm going to pick up our study in chapter 10, verse 1, is that the first 9 chapters of this book are just a genealogy. Chapters 1 through 9 trace the genealogy of God's people from Adam to the restoration of God's people after their exile. Because of their sin, the nation Israel had been conquered, the people deported, the holy temple destroyed, and they had no king from David's family on the throne. There was no one on the throne. The throne was demolished, as it were. And so the purpose for God giving this book, at least one of the purposes, is to show the restored people of Israel their continuity with the past. And this was very important. They didn't know if they were cut off from God for good or if they ceased to be God's people because of their terrible sin. But this book makes the connection between the past and the present. And so we pick up our study with the history of Israel, beginning with Saul in chapter 10. Chapter 10, verse 1. Now the Philistines fought against Israel. The Israelites fled before them, and many fell slain on Mount Gilboa. Now this is the time of Saul, King Saul, Israel's first king. And they're in a battle with the Philistines, and it would be Saul's final battle. He had become very rebellious against God. And so the battle did not go well, and the Israelites tried to escape the Philistines, but instead many were wounded and killed. Verse 2, the Philistines pressed hard after Saul and his sons, and they killed his sons, Jonathan, Abinadab, and Malchishua. And so the Philistines went after King Saul and his sons. Above all, they wanted to kill the royal line. Verse 3, the fighting grew fierce around Saul, and when the archers overtook him, they wounded him. And so the word wounded means trembled. It literally means trembled. And so as the enemy approached, Saul was filled with terror. And it says in verse 4, and Saul said to his armor bearer, draw your sword and run me through, or these uncircumcised fellows will come and abuse me. But his armor bearer was terrified and would not do it. So Saul took his own sword and fell on it. Saul didn't want the enemy to catch up to him and abuse him before they killed him. And so he died a coward's death, a very selfish death, which fits his personality to perfection, because that's the way he was, very self-centered. He died a coward's death by suicide, not wondering, not even considering what that might do to other people. Like his armor-bearer, look at verse 5. When the armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he too fell on his sword and died. And so he followed the bad example set by his king. See, leaders, they have a responsibility not only to say the right thing, but to do the right thing, because leaders, whether they realize it or not, lead by example. And Saul, by his cowardliness, influenced his armor-bearer to commit a very serious sin. 6. So Saul and his three sons died, and all his house died together. And so Saul died along with his near relatives. Verse 7. When all the Israelites in the valley saw that the army had fled, and that Saul and his sons had died, they abandoned their towns and fled, and the Philistines came and occupied them. The Philistines set up forts right in the middle of Israel. And with that, and with the death of Saul and his family, you have the punishment of God for the disobedience of the king, who was so determined to do things his way instead of God's way. Verse 8. The next day when the Philistines came to strip the dead, they found Saul and his sons fallen on Mount Gilboa. And so the Philistines, as was the custom, would go back the next day and search the dead Israeli soldiers for valuables. And they got a real bonus when they discovered that among the dead were Saul and his sons. Verse 9. They stripped him, took his head and his armor, and sent messengers throughout the land of the Philistines to proclaim the news among their idols and their people. And so the Philistines praised their idols, their false gods, for their victory over King Saul. They did not know that Saul's defeat was allowed by God as punishment for his sin, or it never would have happened. Verse 10. They put his armor in the temple of their gods and hung up his head in the temple of Dagon. And so Saul's head and his armor became their trophies. Verse 11. When all the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead heard of everything the Philistines had done to Saul,